Many Rivers Whole Health's Mental Health Monday, where we dive into the complexities of mental health and addiction. In the studio, John Hendricks.
And today we're talking with Many Rivers Addiction Line Service Director, John Rausch. Good afternoon, John.
How are you doing?
Good, good. So we're going to talk about antisocial personality disorder.
Yes, I was thinking we'd get into some of the personality disorders. And personality disorders are really a little different from other mental illnesses in that they're more to do with problems within a person's personality. Mm-hmm. So it's more deeply ingrained.
How would we recognize something like this?
Basically, each personality disorder has different symptoms, and it would be a pattern of these types of behaviors. Mm-hmm. It would be more than once.
Help me understand what to look for here.
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about what an antisocial personality disorder is. This is kind of like the criminal behavior a deviant personality disorder. More of antisocial personality disorder is deeply ingrained and dysfunctional thought process that focuses on social exploitation, delinquent and criminal behavior due to the effect a person's lack of remorse. They have a lack of remorse for their behavior, for their actions.
Is this an inherited trait, perhaps, genetic?
They say there are some genetic causes, but there's different causes.
So okay.
It's pretty significant in that it's a big symptom or a big sign as a failure to conform to the law.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's somebody that wants to go their own way.
Yeah, they want to do their own thing. They want to get what they want. It's mm-hmm. based on a great deal of self-centeredness.
And they don't care how they get it?
To an extent. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of guilt or shame, or they don't have a lot of feelings for others. Some of the characteristics of this disorder, like I said, is a failure to conform to the law. They're unable to sustain employment. They have intentional deception of other people, so they're dishonest. They like to manipulate and take advantage of other people for personal gain, and they can't form stable relationships because they can't really feel empathy for other people.
I don't want to lighten the mood here, but that kind of sounds like P.T. Barnum, you know, the circuses. He said a sucker is born every minute.
Yeah, that would be an example of some of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out to take advantage of people and yeah, that would be along those lines.
I think in P.T. Barnum's case, he probably wanted to give people an experience they may not otherwise have, but he wanted to gain from it too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, to a certain extent, unless he's out to con people, mm-hmm. It's just probably not antisocial personality disorder.
All right. I would imagine we run into these folks in our daily lives all the time and may or may not even know it.
You know, this is a kind of a rare personality disorder. It was even when I worked in corrections, I thought I would run into a lot, as I did addictions for Montana Department of Corrections, I thought I would run into a lot of people who had this tendencies, and there was very few even in that. So this is a very rare in individuals. Mm-hmm. So you don't see them all the time, but this is the person who really does not care about hurting other people and wants to put themselves first and will do that at the expense of somebody else without feeling any remorse.
Is this a dangerous person?
Can be. It can be a dangerous person. It's a criminal mm-hmm. person, so they can be violent, they can be assaultive, they can be just dangerous, and they'll victimize somebody to get what they can get out of them.
My gosh, it sounds pretty scary to me.
Yeah, it's one of the scarier ones, and you know, I've done a lot of different stuff on this piece, and I figured this is something that I've had some contact with in my career, but it's something that's interesting, and I figured I'd start getting into some of the personality disorders.